Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is there a registered voter at home I can speak with?
Yep, that's me.
All right, sir. First off, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June?
Sure thing.
All right. And what? And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
Okay. And I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. For example, Joe Biden.
100. Joe Biden's awful.
And Andy Kim?
I like him a lot too. 100.
And Phil Murphy?
83.
What was that?
83.
And Bob Menendez?
13.
Rob Menendez?
14.
And Tommy Murphy? Tammy Murphy? My bad.
50.
And Stephen Fulop?
78.
And Ravi Vala?
50.
Okay. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes into your mind?
Nepotism.
What was that?
Bob Menendez or Rob Menendez?
Rob Menendez.
Nepotism. Oh, Robert Menendez.
Yes, sir.
The senator or the son?
The son.
Are you talking about the son or is it?
Yeah, the son. His
yeah, nepotism.
What would you say? Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rahm Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Rahm Menendez, Tammy Murphy, for who would you vote?
Medina.
And if the Democratic election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez and Kyle Jacy, Ravi Vala, for who would you vote?
The last one, not Menendez, whoever the other guy is.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not much, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Some.
How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
No, he should not be held accountable.
Congressman Rahm Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
No, agree.
Agree. And then Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Agree.
And there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Baraka and Brian Stack and Chris Bowage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families. Because his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists, which one would you go for? Critics or supporters?
Critics.
Okay. Now, here's another one. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way of Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme. Critics, okay. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. For example, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. He is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Are you somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
And then Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pocket, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet his moment. This moment.
Yeah. Much more likely. Much more.
The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working
people. No more likely.
Okay. And then Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. You said you never heard of him, or if you have?
I have.
So he has never been handed a thing with rising inequality and rising sea levels. Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent.
No more likely.
No more. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist anti...
Very likely. Much more likely.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more likely.
No more likely.
Okay. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for who would you vote? For who would you
Ravi
vote?
Bala.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about Ravi Bala, candidates for congressman.
Much more likely to all of them.
Okay. Now. We're almost done. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democrat primary election for Congress were held today, the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for who would you vote?
Ravi Bala.
Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or home? And then, okay. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, sir.